Okay, we're all set. We just talked to Manberg about Marianne's, and you seem to be aware of Marianne's. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And you have stacked before. Is that correct?
Many
do
times.
You go sausage or do you go hamburger?
I like to mix it up, but mostly sausage.
You mix it up?
Yeah.
See, I've just been a devotee of the sausage ever since I started. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to just mix it up and keep myself on my toes.
Do you put biscuits on the bottom? You can get the option of biscuit or no biscuit.
Yeah, I keep the biscuits. You have to keep the biscuits
on. Otherwise, what is it? It's not even a meal.
It's not even a stack. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, this is good. Are there other players on the team aware of and fans of the stack?
That's a good question. I think...
how did you discover it? I guess that's
I discovered it through Josh Ferguson and Teddy Karras, just because I was Teddy's roommate. So after the games, we'd all go get breakfast. So I think that's a tough question. I think I'm going to have to start spreading the word.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That was my thing at 2:30 in the morning when I was here. Fifth meal that I didn't need. But you got to keep weight on it for offensive line, right?
So
you basically have to go there, right?
Well, I mean, I'd love to, but you know, we got to keep our weight in line, not be too fat. And we got to, you know, the new thing this last summer was body fat percentage, so we all had to start eating healthy. Which
salad bar and all everything?
Yeah, their salad was mostly just eating the right things at the varsity room where we get our meals, and you know, not snacking too much or going out to late night Jimmy John's or whatever someone prefers, but just making sure we're staying in our weight range and eating smart.
Before we talk about football, let's talk beard. How do you feel about the strength of your beard at this moment?
It's probably about a 5 or 6.
A 5? That's that's like giving yourself a D minus or something.
Yeah, well, I went home because I had a baby niece just born, so I trimmed up just so I didn't...
You didn't want to scare.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's on the way back. I mean, don't get your hopes down.
I don't think people understand that about beards. It scares babies everywhere. I have a friend, their daughter is now 1.5 years old, and she still can't see me because...
Yeah, so I trimmed it up.
Which that's a good point. It's also the voice. It's the deep voice, and it's everything else.
So I trimmed it up just so I didn't scare the baby and looked respectful when I was home.
And now it's
But it's football season, so
that's right.
That's where you grow it out. It's where the men separate themselves from the boys.
That's right. Okay, so how you feel like you're 100% back, like from the knee and everything? It's been what, 11 months now?
Yeah, it's been. I guess almost coming up on a year now. It was a long year, I'll say that. I mean, just the rehab every day, just more mentally than physically, just to keep working even when you had a couple setbacks or it wasn't progressing like you'd hope. It's tough, but I'm back now. I'm rocking and rolling. I'm happy to be back. It sucks just standing there.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. And it looks like I've seen you. I think I even see you take some snaps at tackle and at guard, and you know, like they're trying to find a spot. I mean, it's a new line, it's a new setup, flipping weak and strong.
Well, yesterday, you know, we kind of just had some depth issues. I think Christian got a little dinged up, but he's fine now. So they just put me at tackle for yesterday. We'll see how that goes. I mean, I played tackle a couple years ago at junior college, so. It was fun to be back out there, but I'm probably going to stay at guard. I think I'd be the shortest tackle in the Big Ten in, like, the last 50 years or something.
Well, I mean, it might be a crown you want to hold. It might be, you know, you can put that in your bio, shortest tackle in the Big Ten.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. All right, Zach, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.